that we may now turn to consider a portion of the Word of God in the book of Psalms and Psalm number 34. Psalm 34, reading at verse number 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And seeking God's blessing this evening, let us consider verse 8 in Psalm 34. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Now, last week at the prayer meeting, we heard from Mr. Ross with regard to verse number 6 of this same psalm, where we read, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. And we heard about David, and how, as the title of this psalm indicates, the particular historic occasion when David penned this psalm following a sad period in his life, when he played the madman in order to be delivered from the king, one of the kings of the Philistines. And so what a poor man he was. And he cried to the Lord, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. And so David was wondering at God's mercy and his goodness towards him. And David, as he is led by the Holy Spirit, would also have other of God's people down through the ages, even to the present day, to consider the goodness and mercy of God. And so we have it here then, also in our text, that we are bid to taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Well, this is a very precious psalm to the people of God, Psalm number 34. It begins with David blessing the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And as we are approaching and nearly coming upon a communion season, God's people should have very much of the spirit of praise and of thanksgiving, in anticipation of the blessing of the word and of the sacrament. And, of course, we have in mind the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, do we not? And the blessings of God's means of grace. Even when we read in verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Well, our subject is that of tasting and seeing the goodness of the Lord. And our text is found here in verse 8 of Psalm 34. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And two matters to consider briefly this evening, as the Lord might help us. Firstly, that we should take careful notice of the goodness of God. That is what we are bid to do by the psalmist. O taste and see that the Lord is good. And as part of the experience of the Lord's people, there is this matter of the fact that they are to be observant of God's goodness towards them. Taste, see, that's what the psalmist says. And when we taste something and when we see something, surely we are observant. Well, secondly, then we will note how we should take real comfort as we trust in him. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Well, firstly, we are to take careful notice of God's goodness. Oh, taste and see, we are instructed from Scripture this evening. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Do not be ignorant. Do not overlook this matter, but be careful to take notice of the goodness of God. Now, you see, this is something that we should attend to. Of course, in a certain sense, Christians, we would hardly believe, need to be told to do this. But when we look into the world and look out into the world, we see people on the right hand and on the left taking little to no notice of the goodness of God. And at times, the only time they make mention of the name of God or take notice of God at all is when things don't go well in their life and they rail against God. And all the time, God has been sending his rain, his blessings upon the just and the unjust, upon the evil and the good, general mercy and kindness of God in providence, in creation and providence, and they are not observant of his goodness even in these things. But you see, so far as we are concerned here this Wednesday evening, as we are about to commence a communion season on the morrow of Spared to see it, well, we are to taste and see that the Lord is good. We are to be observant. We are to take notice that the Bible reveals to us a God of infinite goodness. And this is one of the perfections of God that is taken notice of in the Scriptures. Now, if we turn in our Bibles to the book of Exodus and to chapter 34, then we see a revelation given by God of himself to Moses, the mediator of the Old Testament. And through that interaction with Moses, we see a revelation given to us of God himself. And the Lord passed by before him, we read in verse 6, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And you see, here we have then God's goodness. And you see, when you analyze these words, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin, and yet at the same time, who will by no means clear the guilty, all of these things resolve themselves into this idea and revelation of the goodness of God. Mercy, is that not part of God's goodness? Long suffering, is that not the goodness of God? The fact that he is the God of truth, the fact that he is keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin, and yet just, who will by no means clear the guilty. It's all speaking to us of a good God. Oh, taste and see. Taste by the mouth of faith. See with the eye of faith as you read the Scriptures and as God is revealed in the Bible that the Lord is good. And you see the response of Moses in verse 8. Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And so we should follow the example of Moses then. He made haste, he worshipped this God, and he took notice, careful notice. He was tasting, if you like. He was seeing, if you like, that the Lord was good. He was not seeing something visible or representation. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But he was, through faith, worshiping the one who was revealing himself as we have read it, abundant in goodness and truth. And so we are to taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, how is it then that we take careful notice of the goodness of God? Well, it is by faith. We read in Hebrews chapter 11 that without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so when we taste, then it is with the mouth of faith. And sometimes faith indeed is likened unto a receiving with the mouth. That which we receive of our bodily food, we receive into our mouth, and it strengthens us bodily. And also faith is likened to seeing, to see. Now, what are we told? Behold, says John to his disciples, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. They were to have faith in Christ, and they were to follow him in the grace of faith. And so we are to taste and we are to see that the Lord is good, the Lord who is revealing himself in the Scriptures. And how good the Lord is, friends, when we come to the matter of salvation, the sending of his Son. We read there in Luke chapter 2, the good tidings given to the shepherds. Fear not, for behold, I bring you, said the angel, good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And the multitude there of the heavenly host, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And you see, what do the shepherds do? They go, they taste, they see the babe lying in a manger. They came with haste. We read of Moses, he went with haste and he worshipped, and the shepherds went with haste. They didn't delay. They came to see, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. O taste and see that the Lord is good. And, well, what a revelation of the goodness of God we have then when we have the Savior sent of God to seek and to save that which was lost. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And David, of course, in his experiences also, and we heard of it last week, when he thinks of God as the hearer of prayer, is he not tasting and seeing that the Lord is good? I sought the Lord, verse 4 of this psalm, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Well, are there not some here this evening who can relate to this? Can relate to how the Lord delivered them from the conviction of sin, how the Lord delivered them from the fears that they had spiritually, how the Lord gave them light upon the person and work of Christ, so that they did taste and they did see, and they were convicted and convinced that the Lord is good. He is good in the sending of his Son. He is good in the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Yes, and as we are here nearing the beginning of a communion season, when we have the sacrament, you see, of the Lord's Supper, there is we particularly can relate, can we not, to what we have here, or taste and see that the Lord is good. You see, that's what God's people do when they come to the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. There is bread, there is wine, and these things are set before the Lord's people, and the Savior would have them to taste. And at the same time, we would have them to see. He would have them to taste and see that the Lord is good in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. that speaks to them of the sufferings and death of Christ, the head of the church. That speaks to them of that same night in which he was betrayed. That speaks to them of the bread of life, the heavenly manna. And you see, they are to taste, they are to see. And of course, they are to taste, they are to see. And that's a wonderful thing. But they must, of course, have faith. Not enough just to taste and to see, as those who are ignorant and cannot understand these things, or are deceived and think of other things. No, it is to God's believing people that the sacrament is blessed. Well, Matthew Henry writes of the goodness of God, that the goodness of God includes both the beauty and amiableness of his being and the bounty and beneficence of his providence and grace. The goodness of God includes both the beauty and amiableness of his being and the bounty and beneficence of his providence and grace. Taste and see that the Lord is good. So we are to taste and see, as Matthew Henry also notes, that God's goodness, that is, take notice of it and take the comfort of it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, secondly, then, we are to take comfort as we trust in him. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Now, of course, the second part of the verse does help us to understand what it is to taste and to see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Happy is the man. The word is asher in the Hebrew. Blessed, happy. Happy is the man that trusteth in the Lord, in him. Now that's the verdict of Scripture. Of course, the world has a different idea. They do not and cannot relate to this. How happy the man is that trusts in the Lord. They do not live a life of faith and hope in God. But the believer can relate to this very definitely. Blessed is the man, blessed is the woman, blessed is the boy, blessed is the girl here this evening that trusteth in him. That trusteth in God and the provision that he has made in his gospel. Happy is that person. Oh, how happy. We were hearing at the recent youth conference held one paper about the Covenanters and how in Scotland these persecuted Christians suffered so much. And yet, the point was made by the speaker how happy they were, how joyful they were. How that even when they would ascend the stairs of the scaffold to be executed, they were filled with joy, they were filled with rejoicing, they were filled with happiness. Why? Well, they had seen that the Lord was good, and blessed they were who were trusting in him. And we see that coming out, of course, in the early church. Think about Stephen, how dreadful was his death. What a fearful thing, and he himself well knew what a Jewish mob could do if they would take to do with a person to stone them to death. He was not ignorant of the danger he was in. And yet he is filled with joy, he is filled with rejoicing, because he is full of the Holy Ghost. He has tasted, he has seen that the Lord is good in the sending of his Son Jesus Christ. Looking steadfastly into heaven, he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And when they stone him, he says, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. And that, of course, is the sleep of death. And so here is one then, blessed is the man, happy is the man, that trusteth in him. This word trusteth has a root to take refuge in. And so the idea is of one fleeing to a place of safety or a place or person in whom one can place great confidence. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man then that trusteth in him. And how ready we should be to be that man, to be that person that trusteth in him. Because he is revealing himself as rich in mercy. Maybe we are troubled here tonight. Well, how can God have mercy upon me, such a sinner? Such a sinner against light. I'm like David, a madman, a foolish man. My behavior at times, oh, is it Christian? How easy to anger, ill words, foolishness. What hope is there for me? Is there any mercy for me? And what can that be based on? Well, as one of the Puritan writers says, there's no reason for mercy, but mercy itself. And it's in the mystery of the goodness and mercy of God, our Savior. I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. God's sovereignty. It's not anything in the creature that draws God. Anything of merit, that is. It's just all corruption. But he will have mercy upon whom he will have mercy. And how we should rejoice if he has had mercy upon us. How we should wonder at that and be amazed at that. How we should taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. What if it was all on merit? What hope would we have? But when there is mercy, there is hope for the poor sinner. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man, happy is the man that trusteth in him. And in light of the New Testament, oh, how happy is the man who trusts in Jesus. How happy is the woman who trusts in the bread of life. How happy is the little boy here tonight who trusts in the one who said, I am the door, and by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Happy the little girl who trusts in the Savior who said so clearly, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And you see, that's not difficult. Even a child can understand. If I'm to get to heaven, you children, well, I know you can say it must be by Jesus. It must be by the Savior. It must be by that Christ that Mr. Smith from this pulpit holds forth Sabbath after Sabbath consistently. You see? And so happy is the man that trusteth in him. How happy the Lord's people can be even in the severest of situations. Think of John Bradford, the martyr in England, with regard to, one would assume, to Queen Mary, and how we could say, in the strength of faith, if the Queen be pleased to release me, I will thank her. If she will imprison me, I will thank her. If she will burn me, I will thank her. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Let us then, as one writer puts it, let us therefore be so convinced of his goodness as thereby to be encouraged in the worst of times to trust in him. Let us therefore be so convinced of his goodness as thereby to be encouraged in the worst of times to trust in him. May we not read in Scripture, whosoever believeth on him, believeth on Christ, shall not be ashamed. Well, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Savior whose death is to be remembered, we trust, on the coming Lord's day. Even that same Jesus who speaks to us in his word this evening, assuring us from Scripture in John chapter 6, verse 47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. What are we to do then? Well, we are to taste and we are to see, because the next verse says, I am that bread of life. You see? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. And so God's people here are to be preparing in the days ahead to taste and to see in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper that the Lord is good, that Christ has not left them, that here in this sacrament is a token of his love and his fellowship and his care for his church, even to the present day and hour. Blessed then is the man that trusteth in him. And let us then taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Firstly, tasting and seeing in the gospel that the Lord is good. And then, when by God's grace we have done so, then we may taste and see in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And so may God bless his word to us. And David Schuett, would you close?